A shift in government presumes a shift in resources in Canada. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Canada's Liberal Party surprised pollsters and has won a landslide victory, as you may have heard. Justin Trudeau will be Canada's new Prime Minister. An early issue that will face the new management there, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the trade treaty worked out by negotiators the other week, with final wording still pending. Now, Trudeau has supported the TPP in the past, and there are other money issues that could shift. Eric Lam is a reporter for Bloomberg News. We reached him in Toronto.
Domestically, in Canada, we'll be talking about more infrastructure spending, spending into deficit for the next couple of years to stimulate our economy. You know, we'll see how that relates to the relationship between Canada and the U.S., our biggest trading partner.
Now, on the U.S. side of the border, deficit spending is de rigueur, but we should emphasize that Canadians tend to be a little bit more reluctant to borrow for government purposes.
We're talking about here a budget deficit of $10 billion a year, Canadian dollars, which really is that much money when you're talking about an entire country. Again, we're talking about not a great deal of spending in terms of a deficit, and I don't think there's any real concern that the Canadian economy is not going to be able to bear that, given that we haven't really seen very much movements in the Canadian dollar, for instance, this morning. I don't think there's too much concern on the street in terms of that kind of deficit spending.
Indeed. Before we go, what's this that the liberals in Canada are thinking about liberalizing marijuana laws?
Well, it's something that was voiced during the campaign. So we're going to be keeping an eye out for some of the publicly traded marijuana companies that we have in Canada. Certainly something that was part of the discussion during the election. So a lot of things came up, and it was one of them.
Speaking from Toronto, Bloomberg News correspondent Eric Lam. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Rank-and-file auto workers will vote today in a new bid to settle a contract for workers at Fiat Chrysler after rejecting a deal 3 weeks ago. This time round, the UAW is hoping to do more persuading via tweets and Facebook. Marketplace's Andy Euler explains.
Within the first 15 seconds on the United Auto Workers webpage, you get a pop-up ad. But this one's not trying to sell you anything. It says, stay up to date on everything UAW. Like us on Facebook.
Reaching those younger folks using these various social media outlets is going to be more important.
That's Peter Berg. He teaches employment relations at Michigan State. Many who will vote on the contract are young and getting paid the lower amount on a two-tier pay scale.
Those folks have a great interest in the contract.
The UAW hired Berlin Rosen, a PR firm in New York, to put together the online strategy. Some workers have already commented on the union's Facebook page that they don't like it. Louisville marketing professor David Falls says he thinks it might be a waste of money.
I would suggest to them to handle this internally. And if they don't have the appropriate people on their staff, well, it's time to look at their staff.
The auto industry isn't the only one trying to tackle social media. Falls says it's about controlling the conversation with customers and employees alike, wherever that conversation is happening. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission is asking hard questions about hiring in Hollywood. Prompted by the ACLU, the feds are reportedly interviewing women directors to try to understand why so few call the shots on big movies and TV shows. As Marketplace's Business of Entertainment reporter Adrian Hill reports, it's one of several bids to change the status of women in Hollywood.
Catherine Hardwick says at the beginning of her career as a director,
I thought it's a struggle for everybody. You know, it's just my own merit. And, you know, if I can figure out how to get a movie made or not.
Then she directed the critically acclaimed 13 and Twilight, which earned nearly $400 million and launched a multi-billion dollar franchise.
And so I thought, okay, now it's going to be a lot easier for me to get to make movies. And that's when I started understanding the gender bias.
She says she'd try to get meetings for other films.
And they would literally tell my agent, oh, we want to hire a man for that job.
We are not uncovering a new problem. This is a problem people have talked about, you know, for a long time.
Melissa Goodman is an attorney at the ACLU of Southern California, which has been interviewing women directors about Hollywood hiring practices.
Right now, less than 2% of, you know, top grossing films in the last 2 years were directed by women.
That's 2% of the top 100 grossing films. The ACLU calls it a civil rights violation and has asked the EEOC to investigate. The EEOC won't comment on any investigation, but women in Hollywood aren't waiting. They're looking beyond legal remedies for change. Kathy Schulman is an Oscar-winning producer and president of Women in Film Los Angeles. She says it's not just women who want to fix this.
We're hearing an industry ready for change with absolutely no idea how to make it.
Schulman says last week, a group of directors, creators, studio heads, and agents got together to brainstorm ways to make that change happen.
If we don't take this moment and maximize this interest point, I think we run a very high risk of getting swept back under the rug.
Among their plans, a handful of ambassadors going door to door at networks, financiers, and production companies to encourage them to choose to put more women in the director's chair. I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.
Adrienne had a good discussion with Catherine Hardwick for our weekend show. Marketplace.org has a link. And the scam in China went like this. Four guys built an official-looking interrogation room and then blindfolded and dragged in a local agriculture official along with his wife. Get us 400,000 yuan, $63,000, or we'll charge you with corruption. Once released, the company went to the real cops in the northeastern city of Suihua, who arrested three people who were then placed, presumably, into a real interrogation room. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.